Hey guys, welcome back to another Cultured Boys discussion. I am Pepe and I'm joined by Nathan. And funny enough, we're talking about one of Nathan's favorite series today.
Yes!
I can see the excitement on his face. He's ready to talk about
yes!
this. You could say he's raring to go. He's gearing up.
Hitting the gas. Gas, gas, gas.
Yeah, if you haven't guessed from our small hints just there, we watched Initial D.
Yes.
So, from what I gather, you've actually never watched Initial D before, have you, Nathan? You've only read it.
Yeah, only read the manga, and we watched on Crunchyroll. I was about to say, we watched everything on Crunchyroll, but that might be a lie. I watched everything on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I also watched everything on Crunchyroll, because it's just there, isn't it? Like, I don't think, was it there before?
No, I didn't mean like everything. I meant like everything that Crunchyroll had available for Initial D. First stage, second stage, movie, third stage movie, fourth stage. But there's I think there's another movie or two and two more seasons, but they're not on Crunchyroll for whatever reason. So I watched everything. I watched all of it.
Wonder why it wasn't available.
I have no idea. Didn't look into it.
But before we jump into any of this, any more stuff, Nathan, you want to give a rundown of your favorite series?
Well, one of my favorite series, but yes.
One. Yes. Okay.
So, created by Shuichi Shigeno, published in Kodansha, July 17th, 1995 to July 29th, 2013. So, quite a sizable chunk. Aired originally April 19th, 1998. And this is all the way to final stage, so like the end of the anime, June 22nd, 2014. Again, quite a long time.
Mm.
98 to 2014 for the anime and 95 to 2013 for the manga. That's pretty crazy. And Initial D is about Takumi Fujiwara spends a lot of time behind the wheel. His tofu delivery job sends him racing down the treacherous roads of Mount Akina, and without even realizing it, Takumi has mastered racing techniques that take most drivers a lifetime to learn. Of course, none of his friends realize this. They're all too busy watching the Akina Speed Stars, the local street racing team. When the legendary Red Sun show up to challenge the Speed Stars, it looks as if the Trueno 86 that has been seen racing through the mountain roads. The question remains, who's the driver of the Phantom Car?
Yes, thank you, Nathan. Where's the source on that one?
I don't remember. I think I got it from a wiki.
I low-key thought you made that up yourself for a second there, because the way you were reading it really passionate, like, what was it? Is that line like, of course, none of his friends realize this. Well, it's like, Dad, did Nathan write this?
No, it's just, you know, sometimes you read a line and you can hear it, and I'm like, oh, that's just one of those lines, you know, where it's like,
yeah,
of course none of his friends realize it. Oh my god, it's like advertising shit, you know.
He's trying this time, he's trying. So this is my first time experience any Initial D at all.
Yes.
The closest thing I had beforehand was probably when I was in primary school. I think for my 10th birthday, one of my friends got me an Initial D race car, like an RC car. But I didn't know what it was at the time. I was like, oh, cool, race car. Plus, like, I'm going to say this now for like, so it precedes the rest of this episode. I'm not a car guy either. I play racing games,
yep,
but I ain't a car guy. So a lot of, even as a kid, when my mate got me this, I was like, ah, that's cool. And I was like, I don't know. Like, obviously, like, be polite and everything, but I was like, this is kind of lost on me at the end of the day. Like, it's nice, it's really good. Like, for any primary school kid to actually get a present from a mate, it's like, oh, okay, that's actually,
yeah,
really
no,
cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
I've not really experienced much Initial D past that, really. I know, obviously, a lot of the stuff that I might have heard from, like Takumi, and I know the name Takumi, because of discussions I've had with you, really.
Yeah.
And I think the only other thing I've experienced this is, what was that Switch game, which is kind of like Outrun, that we both downloaded and it played it for a bit and it's quite hard.
It's been a while since I played it. It's
that weird drifting one. But like, regardless though, there was this one character in it called Tofu Boy.
Yeah.
And it was basically modeled after Takumi, which is interesting. It's a cool choice, I guess. But yeah, what did you think? First thoughts of the anime, Nathan? Considering you've watched the series, read the series before. Like, I mean, how did you feel?
Pretty good. From season to season, it's kind of strange watching how the visual quality improves.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because like season one or first stage was like from 98, like early 98 to late 98.
Yeah.
So it's still got that 90s look, right? But then you go to like season two, second stage, mm-hmm. and the quality jumps like heavily because like that was in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah.
So like you just sort of like, whoa, what happens? And then like it sort of improves marginally for the movie and then third stage. But then fourth stage, you're like, this kind of looks almost like a modern anime almost.
Because, well, aired in 2014, so this thing like has got that kind of modern anime quality to it, really.
Yeah.
Is it 20 something episodes, is it, or is it less than that for the fourth
series? Fourth stage was 24 episodes.
Yeah, like, yeah. So it's a 20,
I think, actually
25 episodes to the fourth stage, which is a 2014 anime. So it's like,
yeah,
like, I mean, it's like at that quality where like, stuff like around 2014 was,
well, I
out.
Mean, I think fourth stage was probably like around 2010 ish to probably like,
oh yeah,
mid-2000s to like 2010-ish, because final stage was ended in 2014, so like, but we didn't have for whatever reason Crunchyroll doesn't have final stage.
So the
fourth stage, fifth stage, there's a I think there's a couple of movies in there somewhere as well,
right?
And
okay.
Then final stage, but final stage is what was in 2014.
So we're missing roughly about three or four parts then, you said?
Yeah. We're missing the tail end of it.
Right, okay. And if that's... Okay, yeah, I get what you mean now. Okay, so that's quite a fair bit. And what you watched on Crunchyroll was probably, you said around 2010, do you reckon?
That probably, kind of, yeah.
Or you think a little bit earlier, maybe?
Maybe a little earlier, maybe around like 2008. Yeah. But it still looked pretty good.
I remember looking at the thumbnails for it. Like just as I was browsing through the episode stuff, like, I didn't read any like of the episode like synopsis or anything, because mm-hmm. I'm only up to, I just finished episode 18, so I'm really early on it basically. So I was like, I was picking up.
You're still in first stage.
Yeah. So I was like, I was picking up and like having a little watch here and there, watch a few episodes and then like do something else basically. So, but like this is one thing, like when it comes down to these episodes of like, oh, watching this for the first time or doing this, none of us are really obligated to watch past like the first few episodes.
Yeah.
And like watching it, I was like, okay, it's one of those animes that like it's quite an easy watch, I'd say. But at the same time, if you're not into your car knowledge, you might get a little bit lost on the way through.
It does get a bit technical.
It does a little bit. So I know the basics of like what's going on, but like all their techniques and that, it's like, oh, he's doing this. And I'm like, as a car guy, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing half the time. Obviously, a lot of it is dictated by their reactions. So if they're like, oh, no, this. And I'm like, okay, it's a bad thing. I'm not gonna be like, oh, why is he worried about this? Like, but regardless, the story is what I was mainly hooked on when I was watching these episodes. And there's a lot of the aesthetic in this series, which is very 90s / early 2000s, and quite a vibe, I'd say. It's a good vibe.
I think the only thing that's a shame that gets lost in the anime is the art style of the manga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very iconic. If you've ever seen like a cover or something, or just a panel of the like driving, it's very, very iconic. There's so many of these like speed lines. It's mm-hmm. incredibly detailed. Like, if you were a car person or you were into those models of cars, you would know what that car is just from looking at the illustration. However, I will say it's cool though that in the anime, you have to think in 1995, the cars were 3D CG.
They were, yeah. So it's
so like that's pretty cool.
That is good, yeah.
And like I actually don't know a better way of doing it, really, because like you have to think trying to draw cars moving in a specific way and drifting and giving off that sense of speed in an anime in 95. Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, like, I know it can be a bit divisive, the 3D kind of style in anime. Yeah. Especially when it's mixed in with 2D, sometimes it's like, ugh. Or if it's solely 3D, then everyone's like, nah, fuck that. I agree, though. It's probably the best way to kind of depict that in this anime. Like, it works really well with it. Considering, especially like you said, like for the time it was airing as well.
Yeah, like again, it's like early 90s, like 3D stuff is just coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, like you got to think what else in the 90s was 3D? Like Pixar stuff is coming out now.
Yeah,
and like people are toying around with it, but it's like new tech, so it's just nuts to think. But at the same time, you know. It still did well. The Eurobeat's pretty good.
Yeah. The Eurobeat is what got me a lot of the time. I'd say what really, like, it's it's one of those ones where you watch it and, like, you know that shit is going down when the Eurobeat kicks in. Because there's going to be some parts of the episode where they're just driving and there's, like, a little bit of, ominous music playing over the top, and it's like, oh, okay. And that's where a lot of people are like talking and chatting, like, oh, I don't know if he can do this, he's doing this, this, this. And then there's another person like, ha, you think the 8-6 can beat this guy? And that's where like that ominous music is going over the top, and everyone's kind of doubting Takumi. But then, you know, then it cuts in to the Eurobeat, and then Takumi's like right behind this other driver. You're like, oh, okay, shit, this is where all the. This is where like, it really kicks in, and this is where the real fight is. And it is really good. And this is one thing. For the episodes that you watch later on, did they keep that Eurobeat in?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, they have. Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Eurobeat is almost as important to Initial D as the cars are and the driving technique. Like,
yeah,
it's literally cars drifting Eurobeat.
Yeah.
That's Initial D. If I had to boil it down to anything, it is cars drifting Eurobeat.
Yeah. it's an iconic thing, and it really sets itself apart from probably any other anime you'll see as well with those three things.
Oh, for sure.
And like I am curious. My next question is, as someone that reads the manga or has read the manga, what do you think it translates better in this form, or like, because obviously the manga, like you said, it's got iconic speed lines, all that kind of stuff, and you can only depict so much. But like with the anime, you show the motion of those cars. Do you think like this series is better portrayed as an anime, or do you think it's equal?
Do actually think as an anime, it's better to translate to everybody. Like, if you're trying to cast the widest net, the anime is better because you don't need to imagine things that you don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you mentioned, like, you know, they talk about driving technique, they talk about, like, things in the car, technical things that you won't understand, but then the anime will show, like, you know, they'll be like, for example, like, Keisuke's following behind Takumi, he's like, oh, what is he doing? No way, he's doing an inertia drift, and you would read that and be like, what the fuck does that mean? But in the anime, you see it, you know, like you see him shift the weight to one side and then quickly flick it back to the other to shift the weight of the car so that he drifts around the corner. In the manga, yes, you saw they do draw that panel, but you also have to be able to kind of connect the images in your head, right? And if you don't care about drifting or you don't care about cars, that's not something you're going to be able to do. You just sort of have to be like, okay, he's doing a thing. I know he's going to drift because they said drift. That's it, right? But at least in the anime, he says it, he does it, and you're like, right, that's that.
Yeah.
Or like, sometimes they do talk about very minor things, like he's shifting the weight of the car. And, you know, when if you're reading the manga and you don't know or you don't care, yeah, then you're just like, okay, whatever. But at least with the anime, you know, they say it, he does it. You see it and you're like, oh, okay, so that's how it impacts the race. Like, that's why mm-hmm. that's important and that's why they're telling me. Whereas if you kind of don't care reading the manga, you would get lost everywhere. Because it's just a lot of technical things that you're just like, I don't care.
Yeah, it's literally like showing you how it's going down, like in that moment as well.
Yeah.
I think it's when you like, that's one thing, like you're saying, like when you're explaining that in like a paragraph or a really short paragraph, then it could be like, wait, what? It's like you said, it does translate really well with
well,
that.
It's also,
it does
like,
help you out
if,
a little bit.
If it's not a paragraph, then it's like panel after panel. And it's like, okay, there's the text panel and then there's the image panel, but it's still a like, you know, stationary image. So it's like, you can say he's shifting the weight of the car and then show the back of the car, mm-hmm. but it's still a still image. So it's like, what does that mean though? Like,
I agree. Like, it probably is better shown. Again, like you were saying about, was it the inertia drift? Did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that it has names for these kind of drifts. And I just like, I see these things and I was like, it's a drift. I don't know any other kinds of drift. I just know drift. So I didn't know they have a set. Yeah, I mean, listening to it, I understand they give it certain names and stuff like that. Yeah. Or it's like, oh, this is happening. But all of it is just like, to me, bro, that's a drift. I would not be able to tell you any different kinds, like what the ones are.
Like, well, I mean, like, when I got into the series, I wasn't even that knowledgeable or that, like, heavily into, like, drifting. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, I played loads of racing games and stuff, but, like, you know, most racing games are, like, grip racing. You know, like, standard racing, you braking points and then you turn. You don't just, like, skid around the fucking corner. Like, you're not playing... I know Forza had a drifting... sort of, like, drifting mini games here and there, right? Or drifting tournaments you could take place in. But, like, when we were playing, none of us are like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to drift around this corner. Like, we'd slam into a wall.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what we're doing, right?
Exactly,
but, like,
that,
it was cool because Initial D taught me some of, like, you know, like, some techniques and whatever. But it's also cool because they actually had, like, the Drift King as a consultant. So he would keep things... Like, the technical stuff probably is actually accurate because they had Keiichi Tsuchiya, like, the king of drifting as their consultant.
No way!
He's... So, like, he actually is known or credited mm-hmm. as the, like, creator, the father of drifting. Like, he used to go onto the Toge in an 86 and drift, drive in a style that was unheard of at the time. Uh-huh. And people were like, whoa, look at him go. He's just, like, sliding around these corners.
Mm-hmm.
So he's often credited as, like, the guy who potentially invented drifting.
Right, okay. And he's like, basic consultant, such as, like, advisor on, like,
yep,
what this series is. Right, okay, that's interesting. And, like, this is one thing as well. So, like, is he, like, a continuous... I don't know how much you know about his relationship with the author on this at all.
So, Keiichi. I'm pretty sure Keiichi did... Tsuchiya-san has just consulted, like, pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And also... It's only partially based on Tsuchiya-san. So the tofu shop is real.
Right, okay.
Or was real. So in Gunma Prefecture, the real mountain is Mount Haruna, not Mount Akina.
Yeah.
And there was a guy whose family owned a tofu shop, and he did actually drive that mountain every day. And... whilst he didn't drift, he was actually known as the fastest guy up and down the mountain.
Right, okay, yeah.
So it's like partially based on Tsuchiya and partially based on this real life guy.
Right, okay.
Like, believe me, after I read the series, I went down a whole rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It's also really cool because a lot of the locations are real locations drawn incredibly accurately, and you can go to some of these toge and find the exact spots. People have done it several times. Like, there's plenty of YouTube videos and stuff. Like, that's how I've learned so much stuff. But, like, yeah, like, a lot of it's actually incredibly accurate, and you can just go see these things, like, see these places where these, like, iconic races took place. Like, the guy, I think I even saw a video, the guy that supposedly it's partially based on that was from the tofu shop, he loves Initial D, and I think he might not now, but, like, when I saw that video, lived where the tofu shop used to be, his family tofu shop, and he just has Initial D stuff, like, memorabilia all over the fucking place.
No, I mean, to be fair, yeah, if you like that, that much of a fan. Like, I mean, you said it's the guy that it was based on, right? The tofu shop guy. Yeah, yeah. It's mad. Like, I mean, you would do, wouldn't you?
I mean, it's cool, because it's partially based on him, so. Because it was a real place, you can go to Gunma Prefecture. They have a car museum, and literally they bought the sign from the old tofu shop, and they have an 86 in the museum, and there's like a tiny little, like, I say tiny because it's the actual, like, an actual car, and in a car museum. There's like a section, and it's like a shrine to it.
Wow. That's really cool. I didn't know any of this, all this real life stuff. That's quite cool. Jeez. So, like, have you ever wanted to go to any of that kind of stuff? Like,
of course.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But it's hard to be like, you know, if you go on a trip with friends, it's hard to be like, hey guys, come with me so I can go to this car museum to look at this one car and this one thing, and then let's bounce.
Yeah. Whereabouts is it in Tokyo? You say Gunma, is it?
It's in Gunma Prefecture. And I think it's partially up the mountain.
Right, okay.
But also, I believe there's a cafe either at the top or the bottom of the mountain, and it's an Initial D cafe, and you can they actually have cars you can rent, an 86, a Mazda RX-7 FD, and I think there's an FC, or there might be a S13 for Ikitani, but you can rent some of the cars. They've modeled them out. They've modded them so they look like from the anime and the manga, and you can drive them up and down the mountain and then bring them back.
Yeah, no drifting.
No. I mean, obviously not drifting because, you know. But yeah, like, you can do that. Like, you can just do that.
That's really cool.
You can just rent the cars. It's pretty sick.
Yeah. Ah, okay. So, like, when the manga was coming out, because obviously we've just seen... You, like you mentioned before, the manga was going up until 2013, so almost 20 years. Were you reading this, like, the whole time, or, like, how are you, like, have you finished the manga, or...
I finished the manga, but I started reading it... When did I start reading it? I think I started reading it close to when it ended. Because I think I started reading it maybe around 20... It might have already ended, actually. I think I started reading it around 2014. So, yeah, I think I started 2014, maybe 2015. So after it was all done and dusted.
Yeah. When did you get into the series? Like, did you get into it when you were a kid, or did you...
No, literally, like, I just started seeing clips of it. You know, like, that was around when we were playing a lot of video games, and I was playing a lot of racing games, and... I just started getting clips recommended to me of stuff. And I just remember seeing this thing and being like, what is this? I don't know what this is, but, like, this is kind of cool. I was probably looking up drifting stuff just to be like, is there any drifting videos out there?
So did you get into, so you saw the anime basically first from these clips?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
And then you... I just read the manga for it after that.
Yeah, because that was when we were being, you know, that's when I was in my manga snob phase, you know. I was like, I don't watch anime, I only read manga.
Yeah. Which is such a weird thing to
I know, right?
I think I've also been in that kind of position where, like, I was like, oh, I always read the manga. Manga's like, because there's always that perception back then as well, where with anime, it took you longer to like to watch.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of filler as well with a lot of them. Like when you look at something like Naruto or like you ever heard like bits of Dragon Ball Z and even One Piece, like they had quite a bit of filler back in the day. So there's always that thing where you're like, I'll just read the manga, it's easier, do it like that way. But like I'm quite surprised that this is the first time you've watched the anime for it. Like this anyway. Like this is your first time.
It's partially because I was like, I already know what happens.
Yeah.
Because I read the manga and I was like, you know, okay, it's been probably a decade since I read it. That's probably why this is sort of the perfect time to get back in, because it's like, I remember a lot of things, but I'm starting to forget things. Yeah. It's about time for a refresher. And this was just like something new in that sense. Also, because like, I talk about Initial D a whole lot. And I watch a lot of drifting stuff on YouTube, so I'm like, oh, why not? Let's just watch Initial D.
Yeah, because in our top five video, this is going way back. This is going like about 3 years back at this point.
Essentially like, the start
of Cultured Boys. Because Initial D was in your top five, weren't it?
And my second favorite.
Second favorite. Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right after Dragon Ball.
Right after, because funny enough, is quite funny how you've put all this only like the fact that you started in 2014 and stuff like that and got into it like that, because, and it's the fact that it's your second favorite, because bit of behind the scenes this week, I bought all the volumes of Nisekoi. Again, very different, very very different series. But again, my second favorite series, which I started in 2014, and basically reread all the manga because I haven't read it in a while. Plus, I got them on sale, quite like a bunch of volumes on sale like this week. But like, it's quite a coincidence in this past like week or 2 weeks. So we've both basically
experienced our second favorite series of all time again.
Which we both started around 10 years ago. That's quite a coincidence.
great minds think alike, I suppose.
So, I mean, this is another thing as well, because a lot of another behind the scenes, the next episode of Culture Boys is going to be us watching MF Ghost.
Yes, MFG. Boy.
So I'm going to be getting into that. I'll probably have to skip. I probably won't watch all of Initial D before I jump into it. I just wanted to get a grasp of what Initial D was before I move into this thing. And again, I have really enjoyed all of it so far. And I will try and keep up to date, but I can't guarantee I will. Especially if I'm skipping forward to the next series.
Well, luckily, MF Ghost takes place in the future. So there's not actually a lot. You don't actually really need to have seen Initial D to get into MF Ghost.
Right.
You can almost think of them as two separate series. The only thing is, you know, some names get dropped from Initial D. So it's like, but those names I could have explained to you. It wouldn't have had as much impact, but I could have just been like, oh, that's that.
It's a minor thing. Like, there's not like a massive transition between the two. Obviously, it's the same style, I imagine. But, we'll carry on, but we won't talk about too much about that now, because that is the next episode and you guys can look forward to that.
What I want to know is what you thought, because, you know, obviously I'm gonna sit here and gush about Initial D because this is my thing, but like, what did you think in the 18 episodes you watched?
Okay, so watching it, I wasn't sure how I would react to this series, because obviously I've heard you gush about this for years now.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll see what the hype is about it. And obviously it is like quite a classic series, obviously started in the 90s.
Yep.
And I've again been drip fed this thing for years and years, as I mentioned before, that fucking like RC card I got in primary school. And I did really enjoy this. I think like there's certain things, like it really shows its age in some points. I think I was gonna say I think I messaged you at one point when I first started watching it.
Yeah.
It's the ending song, and the ending songs in this, like the first, because like the where I'm up to right now, there's been two ending songs. It's two ending songs. What the first one is? Oh, okay. It's got little bits of car in it. It's got little bits of the anime, and then there's the actual band playing in the actual ending song itself. And when I saw that, I was like, whoa, I don't think I've ever seen an anime do this where they actually include the band in the ending. Like, live action, anyway. Like,
it hasn't changed, by the way, by fourth stage.
Yeah, that's mad. That's like, it's like it's in its own little world of something that I've never really experienced before in terms of ending songs and this series itself. But what else is there? The first opening for the part that I'm at, I don't rate it too much. It's an okay opening.
Yeah, but
it's mad that the opening is quite meh, but I absolutely love the Eurobeat stuff. I mentioned it earlier before, but it really kicks in. It really adds to the to everything in this series. And like, it gets you hyped. It does get you hyped. And I did find that watching this series, it is something that, like, I could have easily switched off in the first five episodes or whatever. And I thought to myself, like, I'll watch the first few episodes and I'll see how I get on from there. I don't know if I'll really enjoy this. And I watched the first five. I was like, yeah, this is decent. I'll keep watching. And I found myself watching more and more. And I could be like, oh, maybe I'll play some video games now or watch a different anime. But I was like, I'm actually enjoying this. I'll keep watching this this anime right now. And it is really, again, a lot of it is lost on me. But I do still, I enjoy the ride of it all. And like, I think the scenarios that the characters are put in, I think it's, I'm quite interested to see where Takumi's limits are at this point, because we've seen him, like, obviously when you first find out he's the driver behind the 86, everyone's like, whoa, what? Big surprise. And obviously he's beating some like big names in the street racing scene.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's certain bins where, like, he runs into, was the Night Kids? Is it? Yeah. Like, is that the... and there's a second driver in that car group. And he's cheating. He's, like, hitting the bumper, all that kind of stuff. Like, doing all this kind of stuff. And then also it's the... What do they call it?
They call it the Gum Tape Death Race.
Gum Tape Death Race, which is just a thing in itself. And it's like, okay, there's more and more limits being put on Takumi, but he always seems to come out on top. And right now, where I am in episode 18, he's racing against a driver called Marco, I think she's called.
Yes.
And this is the first time he's really raced outside of the
Mount Akina.
Mount Akina. So this is the first time he's raced, and then it's like, and I at this moment in time where I am in the anime, it hasn't shown whether he's won or lost yet. So I don't, and in most series, like, I think early days, you see the main character show that they've got strength and they get beat down quite easily to show that, oh, you've got a way to go.
Yeah.
But Takumi keeps rolling. He keeps on winning right now. And I'm like, at what point does Takumi lose? This is the one thing that I'm like, kind of like, what, does he have a limit right now? And like, I see him struggle bit by bit in different places, but he's never like losing in a point. See, where he's like, oh shit, he's good.
That's kind of the point of the series.
Yeah.
Is everyone is trying to explore his limits, because they're trying to push that with racing, it's not all about the power, it's about balance and the driver's technique. Mm-hmm. And everyone is basically saying that Takumi has incredible, like, driver sense. His, like, intuition for driving is almost unmatched. He's like genius level.
Yeah.
But because he's oblivious to it all, he just drives on instinct. And you know, when you do things on instinct, you can never explain to someone how or why you do something. Mm-hmm. So basically it's everybody constantly just being like, what can he do and what can he not do? So especially in first stage, where he's still exploring, all he's done is drive up and down the mountain delivering tofu for like 7 years, like, or whatever, 5 to 7 years. Like, he's been doing it since he was 15. Like, he doesn't know, no one knows, because they've only just started exploring it. But that's basically what the entire series is kind of like building on these like theories of driving techniques and things, and just seeing how far they can go.
Yeah,
it's strange. I know what you mean, because it is different to every other series you would see, where, you know, you have the obstacle there to beat you down and be like, right, now we do the training arc.
Yeah, that is, but it's a different kind of scenario as well, isn't it? Because like you said, he has been on this mountain doing this. Like, he's basically perfected it at this point.
Pretty much.
So doing a training arc would be redundant in this kind of thing. It just means like, oh, he's been doing this, but he still needs to train. It wouldn't make sense. It makes sense in that kind of sense. But
it's funny because it's like he's done his training arc, but
yeah,
you never saw it. And what you're watching is like the refining.
Yeah.
So he's constantly training, quote unquote. But it's like, oh, he's a diamond in the rough, right? So like they're just sanding down the edges until he's like perfect.
Yeah. I guess it's like that kind of thing as well, because where the series starts, Takumi isn't interested in like street racing at all either. No,
he doesn't give a shit about any of it.
He really doesn't care. So and obviously as the series has gone on, like he finds a love for it, and at this point he's got the mad skills. He's just like growing more and more in terms of his passion for it rather than his skills. So it's a great way of developing a character without developing their strength in some ways. It's more their personality that's being strengthened in this. So I'm saying that as a person that's watched 18 episodes. I could be completely wrong. It could change completely with how the series goes, but from what I've seen so far, that's what it feels like.
I'll never tell. Literally, because it's spoilers, you know.
It's spoilers, yeah. And maybe I will get around to it eventually. We'll soon find out. I think it's one of those ones where like I could easily have it on in the background as well, and because I watched the dub as well. I think you did the same thing.
Yeah, because I had it in the background as I was working.
That's the one thing you could just do, have it on in the background is the thing. I mean, you've watched it, but you've seen the series.
I mean,
before,
to be fair, even as someone who knows the entire series, it's not like it's not really a series you need to pay 100% attention to, because they do often tell you a lot of what's happening. So as long as you can hear it and you look up at the right times, like, you know who's ahead in the race, you know who's struggling, you know what technique is going on. You know what I mean? Like, you sort of get all the information as it's going on anyway. So it's not that you need to fully 100% like watch it.
Yeah. And like realistically, a race, or like when Takumi goes against someone, that probably spans over about 2 to 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, because it gets the setup of that character. That antagonist probably does something like, which is like, oh, he's doing this, or like he pisses him off or something like that. Or it's like there's like the setup with another character with one of his mates, and it's like, oh, they beat your friend. You've got to defeat him, Takumi, to show that you can beat him.
They're dunking on Ikutani and Kenji, or they dunked on Itsuki.
Yeah, they are all characters which are like part of the is it the Akana Speed Stars?
Yeah, the Speed Stars, the worst team ever, because they're all amateurs.
They're all like atrocious, but like like Takumi's just carrying this team at the moment. It's the only good person of them, and they're all just relying on him at the time. Like these characters are they're like. You know, there's like there's a Krillin character who's like kind of just gets dunked on a bunch, and then there's a secondary or third character, which usually is quite strong. At the same time, who's like, you know, like they usually get introduced really early on in the series. The main character beats them, and then they're like, "Oh, you're my rival. I'm gonna do this," but it's a friendly rivalry. But in this series, Takumi doesn't really have. Like in terms of the Akana Speed Stars, anyway, he doesn't have a friendly rivalry. He's just outclassing all of these other folks.
It'd be like Krillin, Tien, and Yamcha versus like Ultra Instinct Goku.
Yeah,
but like Dragon Ball version of them from the original before any cool stuff super happened, and then Ultra Instinct Goku comes down and just like slaps them all out of the way, like get out of my way. Because like
literally
the rivalry is with Keisuke,
yeah,
that's his rival, but Keisuke's from the Red Suns, that's his Vegeta team,
yeah
that's his Vegeta. Everyone else is just like, yeah, go to Kumi, save our
lives. And like, even, what was it? I think it was, again, it's with the character who from the Night Kids, who's a bit of a dickhead.
Takeshi.
Yeah, Takeshi. And Shingo. Shingo. And because he ends up like going through like and race against all of the Akira All Stars or whatever, Speed Stars. Again, still getting to grips with some of the names here. I forgot his best mate's name again. Sorry, I keep on forgetting the names.
Itsuki.
Right now. Itsuki. So Itsuki's in his 8-5.
Yep.
And I was watching this episode. I was like, oh, you know what? This is Itsuki's time to shine. He's got this girl, which he's trying to impress. And it's like, yeah, come on, Itsuki. You could... Imagine if like Itsuki won that race. He'd be like, oh shit, it just shows that Itsuki actually has some talent. Or like he's doing something. But nah, Itsuki fucking drives to the fucking side of the road and then just fucking fails. And I was like, oh, okay, so he doesn't actually...
I don't want to give spoilers, but Itsuki never gets his time to shine. Itsuki is always, like, I want to say, like, Oolong type character.
Wow, okay, yeah, so he's just,
he's, like, there. And he's, you know, he's part of the cheering squad, but Itsuki never does anything.
Yeah. What about Ikitani? Does Ikitani, like, get...
No, they're all like the peanut gallery.
Are they literally just there to be like get beat down?
Yeah.
And then Takumi's like, "Don't you hurt my friends?" And then fucking
okay. Like, you know how you compared them to like Krillin and the other Z fighters? It's actually better to compare them to like Oolong, Pua, Roshi, Yajirobe.
I feel like it's doing Roshi a bit dirty there, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, no, true, actually. Yeah, yeah. So Roshi Yajirobe, Corrin.
Like, probably Bulma at this point. Like that.
I think
like
Bulma does more than they do.
Yeah, so like that's at least Bulma had like some kind of like, she gives intel or something. They barely have any intel. Kind of. Okay, fine, it's just...
I
understand, yeah.
They really get relegated to peanut gallery.
Oh man! Well, at least I won't get my hopes up for that anymore. I'm gonna see Itsuki racing now, and I'm like, oh, I know exactly where this is going. He's gonna get beat the fuck down, and that's not, like I said, it's not really a spoiler at all. It is just
He tries. He tries. Him and Ikitani, they're trying. They're doing more than Kenji.
Yeah.
Of which we had to Google Kenji's name because he's so forgettable.
I was like, who's Kenji?
Yeah,
like it's just a guy that is there that feels like they need to big up the Akina Speed Stars a bit more, like, because otherwise it would. Because when the Akina Speed Stars get introduced, it's like, yeah, it's like a racing group, we do this, and you feel like it's a bigger group than it is because Kenji's there. But before Takumi or his mate, who I've forgotten already, before they join, like, it would just be fucking Ikitani, basically. So,
well, it was Ikitani and Kenji.
Kenji.
And some other randomers that never get named.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You know, Takumi never officially joined.
No, I know that as well. This is
so it's actually Ikitani, Kenji, and Itsuki.
Yeah.
They're like the official members. And Takumi's like an unofficial member that just carries them up and down the mountain.
He is literally, yeah. So funny. Because I was thinking this, like, I think it must have been in the 8th or 10th episode. And I was like, it's never actually been confirmed that Takumi joined these guys, and it feels like they're just part of it, but obviously, like...
Well, yeah. It's funny, because they're like, you know, oh yeah, we're the Akina Speed Star, this is our home turf, and it's like, no, Takumi just allows you to to race on his mountain, let's face it, it's his mountain. you guys just look after it whilst he's gone.
Yeah.
When he's not delivering tofu, you guys get to like sweep the roads for him. Like
another bit of like, is that one episode as well where Itsuki gets his car and then there's like a group of dudes that are just ragging on him and saying, oh yeah, you're 8-5 shit, you're 8-5 shit, and
oh, those two guys.
And then there was like this moment where I thought, oh, okay, Itsuki's going to show him up. He's going to do something. And then the person who beats him is fucking Takumi anyway, in Itsuki's car. So it's not even...
that's because Itsuki doesn't know how to drive it properly yet. He hasn't got his license.
I just... going into this, watching other animes and taking what I know from other animes, I expected a bit more from Itsuki is all I would say.
But
I'm not like exactly... downtrodden. I'm not like, oh, Rishitsuki got some time to shine. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. It only makes sense that he doesn't really do much.
So, I mean,
yeah,
you can tell from the dub though, he was never going to do much. He's the comic relief.
But I knew that he was never going to be like the top racer or anything. But I expected like a little, like some like, you know, when there's that character which is just so shit at the start, yeah, and then they get better and better. I expect him to be one of those characters, but if he don't do nothing, then he don't do nothing.
I mean, he does make his improvements, but he really is just like the comic relief.
Mm. Yeah, he serves his role. He does his purpose.
I mean, him and the other speed stars, they're your grounding. You know, like, yeah, oh, don't forget where you came from. Kind of thing. That's them lot.
Yeah,
that's it.
Jeez. But yeah, like all in all, I really enjoyed watching this as someone that, again, not massively into cars, but I do enjoy like kind of like racing games and stuff like that. I'd say anyone that's like interested in this, I'd 100% recommend them to give this a shot. Like, easy.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear.
Yes. I did enjoy watching the series. And who knows, I probably will try. Again, no promises, but I will try and keep up with it. We'll see how I get on with MF Ghost. If there's something that maybe, I don't know. Is MF Ghost still going? Just a quick one before.
Yes.
Wrap this up. It is still going. Okay, cool.
The manga's ongoing. The anime, I think this is just, it's either half of season one or is season one. But there's only 12 episodes of that. Spoilers, I've watched all of those.
I'll get on to watching that this week. So yeah,
MF Ghost is still ongoing as well, so okay, excited for that.
Well, yes, absolutely. But if there's anything, you have anything left to say, Nathan?
Go and watch this anime. It's cool. It'll fill in the gaps, maybe not well, but it'll fill in the gaps decently enough. You can keep up by watching the races. The stories are fairly interesting. They, one thing Pepe and I never mentioned is they do sprinkle in some slice of lifey kind of things in there a little bit. There's a few love stories and things in there that happen, so you know, it's not all just racing and watching Takumi dunk on people who dunked on his friends.
But that is good 90% of it.
You're
right though. Yeah, there are those like kind of romances and like relationships that Takumi like gets involved in. Some other smaller characters as well, which you find out about. Yeah. But right. Well, Nathan, if there's anything else, which I'm sure you're good. Any last words before we wrap this up?
No.
No. That if a guy has nothing left to say and he's the initial D guy, that means we're ending this episode.
Well, I've got nothing left to say because I could probably go for like hours, so I'm just gonna end
So, we've almost hit an hour right now, but thank you for listening, guys. But remember, we've got our X and our podcast platforms, and we'll see you guys next time when we watch MF Ghost. Be sure to tune into that. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Bye.